Remodeling a bathroom or 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource. With a great selection of kitchen and bath products, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer are teaming up. Now, when you use your MasterCard to dine out and pay for a meal of $10 or more, MasterCard will donate to Stand Up To Cancer up to $4 million, one precious cent at a time. So call up your friends and start making dinner plans. Because friends who sit together, stand together. MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer. Priceless. For more information, go to priceless.com/causes.
Applies to qualifying restaurant purchases made with U.S. MasterCards. PIN transactions ineligible. Stand Up To Cancer, a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Hanley here for DraftKings.com. Start this football season by winning $2 million in week one at DraftKings.com. With 1 week fantasy at DraftKings, you can play when you want with the team you want. Just pick your contest, pick your team, pick up your winnings. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Go to DraftKings.com. Do it right now. Use that promo code Chicago and you will play for free for a shot at the $2 million top prize in the week one $10 million millionaire maker. Enter Chicago right now for your free entry at DraftKings.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-719-8801. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information to help you resolve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the National Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The National Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-719-8801. The National Student Loan Relief Partner Companies have helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-719-8801 for free information today. That's 1-800-719-8801.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, this could be the most important message of your life. Write down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-452-1635. That's 1-800-452-1635. By calling the treatment helpline for drug and alcohol addiction, you can turn your life around. Our advisors will match you with a proven 5-star luxury treatment center that will end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Your future can still be bright. When you call right now, you'll speak to someone who understands what you're going through. Let us help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Take 5 minutes of your time and call right now. It may change your life for the better. Call 1-800-452-1635. That's 1-800-452-1635. Call 1-800-452-1635.
Bears fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the regular season, along with live Bears reports from Hallis Hall, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with Bears players and coaches, only on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Cubs have now won 21 of their last 25 games and will try to win their seventh straight tonight in San Francisco. Kyle Hendricks will face off with Jake Peavy at 9:15. Meanwhile, in his last outing, Chris Sale struck out 15 and allowed just one hit. He'll try to follow that up with a win against the Red Sox tonight at the Cell. Sale will face Rick Porcello in Porcello's first outing since coming off the DL. Chris Rangi has pregame tonight at 6:35. Bears head coach John Fox says the starters will play into the third quarter Saturday night in Cincinnati, but who exactly will be starting remains to be seen as the injuries continue to pile up for the Bears.
I'm not going to go through all of them. We had the normal group we had yesterday, plus Pernell McPhee, chest, and Jamon Bushrod back. We held out today.
The normal group includes receivers Alshon Jeffrey and Marquise Wilson, who were also out of practice again yesterday. Elsewhere in the league, the Broncos signed Pro Bowler Evan Mathis to a one-year contract worth as much as $4 million with playtime incentives. The Steelers signed Michael Vick to a one-year deal to back up Ben Roethlisberger. Rex Grossman also gets a one-year deal from the Falcons. He'll compete to back up Matt Ryan. The Cowboys cornerback Orlando Scandrick out for the season with a torn ACL and MCL. And the Texans sage Jadeveon Clowney, who's recovering from microfracture surgery on his right knee, is on track to play the season opener against the Chiefs. And finally, one person was killed today and another injured in the construction of the Minnesota Vikings' new stadium in Minneapolis. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Mincari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. Join the score and Chris Ronji on Thursday at U.S. Cellular Field at the new Xfinity Zone by Section 112 for the White Sox pregame show. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie. Some thank yous to our guests as well, Mike Florio, Steve Stone, and Charge. We had in-studio Charge today. Want to thank Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski, Kevin Zipak for everything they do for the show. Our video coordinator is Brian Gertz, and he does a damn fine job. And once again, thank you to Julie
for
doing
it. He's a damn fine man.
Oh, he truly is. Mm-hmm. Truly is.
He is.
He enjoyed his bourbon experience as well, especially the dinner that we all had.
Oh, didn't we all? Yeah, that was...
He had never witnessed...
I've never seen anything like it, and I went back and I pretended I didn't need to see it.
I was going to say, you rewatched it?
Yeah, yeah.
I saw the film?
No, I did not want to... No.
I saw you and Jay Zawoski walking off into the horizon together.
With Jay Zawoski. Yeah, we went to his room. We did a little
back. Actually, went to the Rosemont Horizon together.
Yeah,
took in some Depop basket.
Rosemizen, yeah.
Jay and I finally found each other after all these years.
Took enough time. But I think it was inevitable.
It's a handsome pairing, too, by the way.
Oh, enormously
two
handsome.
Two really good faces on those
men. Look at you. What are you talking about? You know,
like
at least when I go to Belize, I'll be a man respected. Because I'll be playing chess with children.
I'm telling you, Jared Fogle's going to be waiting for you.
I know. We're going to have the table.
I'm going to start off on this foot. I ignored you last time you tried to do this, and I'm not about to.
I know you did. That's why he's hit it again. Had you not,
no, we are doing it, though. We are going. I'm going to drag him to Belize. We're going to go to Belize. I'm going to see his home country. We're going to go out.
Let's take the drive, man. 2.5 days. You know, we pack some Levi's, a couple of cases of Coca-Cola, get past customs. We all good.
A Michael Jordan jersey.
Good, exactly.
Right?
We get money. Two and a half days.
Canceled flying?
In Belize, they did.
Yeah, no, they didn't. Southwest goes there every damn day.
Every damn day they go there.
But tomorrow on the show, we'll have Len Casper and much, much more. Those two voices that you hear are my favorite fools, Dan Bernstein and Terry Bores. What up, fellas?
Hello.
We had West Coast baseball last night, and I was telling Hub that when there's late baseball, I do things that I don't normally do. So I light a cigar. I don't smoke cigars that often anymore. You know, I break out the Crown Royal, and I enjoy a Crown Reserve, too. That's good. It gets you right there in the chest. You know, say it with your chest.
And then you get your little change purse.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, it's a brown one instead of the traditional purple one, though. See?
Well,
it's
you're not moving up in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
You take that one out. That's
exactly.
That's like having the Visa Black Card.
Right. Right.
Well, he's got that.
Black Card, Crown Reserve.
The status symbol.
On the same level.
Crown Reserve is your change purse.
I guess they're going to have that black card.
Ahoy, boy.
Nobody will give me that black card.
Yeah, I believe it's called the African American Express, Terry.
No. but don't leave the trap without it.
There it is.
Wow.
We've got ourselves a slogan. So, yeah, watched some fun baseball last night. Got to see Trace Thompson do his thing, running around the bases. I mean, last night was
30 home run guy, according to Hawk Harrelson.
No.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Stroking it.
No.
Yeah.
How did I miss this? When did he say this?
Right away. Right after he hit his first one. He's a 25, 30 home run guy. Mm-hmm.
So, Avi Garcia is going to be Trout, and then you got a 30 home run guy.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
If he's a lot of damn home runs.
Don't forget Tyler Saladino's Brooks Robinson.
Yeah. What's Carlos Sanchez? Is he Roberto Alomar now?
He is
Roberto Alomar now.
Right.
So, yeah, I enjoyed my baseball feeling last night. Got to bed at a decent enough hour. I know you guys were. Did you watch the whole game?
Did you watch your late night Cubs?
It actually worked out great for me because it was 8-0 and I left. That was it. That was done. And Kid and I watched Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks is just damn great.
It's hilarious.
Great.
J.J. Watt is, how can I say this?
What are you going to say it? Go ahead.
He's a clown.
More than a clown. Can you be a genuine Can you be a genuine like camera guy? Like he enjoys the camera, but I believe that's how he is off the camera, which makes it a little bit weirder.
He's sucking all the oxygen out of every room he's in.
Every time he's on.
And, he's a giant guy. He should.
Like getting closer to the jugs machine, he knows the camera's on him. And
he's also timing it up, so it's, you know.
He's quite the performer. I'll give him that. And Brian Cushing is just
crazy. Man,
he's a different kind of cat, man. I like my Nuke Hopkins look-ins and my Vince Wilfork look-ins, but that Brian Cushing thing, he is football player. Like, he is the guy that you say, all right, give me a crazy person and put him right there in inside linebacker and have him blow up everything.
That can happen with better training through pharmaceuticals.
No, but you know, that's true. No, how many times has he been popped? Just the once twice?
But the uncounted times in college, too. Yeah. I mean, he was rumored to be the
remember that whole crew? I mean, right. You had Mal Luga, you had Clay Matthews, and you had Cushing, and Keith Rivers came from that group. So they put out some like pretty good linebacking talent, like one class after another.
Cushing's wife said he's just like everybody else. Just a guy.
Normal guy.
Just a normal guy.
And lady, that's not an, if you think that's a normal guy, there's something wrong with you. That's not normal. Maybe that's just the guy you've dated all the time who's always like that. If you're following football players, right? that's your idea of a new normal. I'm sorry, that ain't normal.
And I forgot about Bill O'Brien's son. And that was visited in the third episode. You know, he does have a special needs kid, and the kid is now 13. They didn't think he would get past his first birthday. I forget which disease he has. It's the wiring of the brain. The wife, I think, mentioned it. But so it's a lot there for this Houston Texans bunch, and it's a lot more entertaining than the Falcons season last year.
It's great, but they're actually performing. They're actually embracing the fact that, you know, nobody cares about them. Nobody knows who they are, what's going on. There's enough outsized personalities. You got a coach. It's F this, F that. Everything. I mean, I don't know if he's long for the head coaching business, but. He's fun for
you
now.
You like him as a coach, though. Gotta find a quarterback.
Look, what he did at Penn State was exemplary. The way he handled the whole thing, from the moment he walked out to the moment
he
left,
be able to handle
screaming
the
at the paternal lunatics. Yeah, good
got
for him.
Got out of there as soon as he could, as soon as the first job came along. So good for him.
I don't know if this is just one of my crazy things, of which there are many, or if there's some logic in this. I have never seen an episode of Hard Knocks.
Really?
And I don't ever intend to see an episode of Hard Knocks. It just does nothing for me.
I have
don't
loved
know
the show, generally.
No, I've
loved
it. A lot of people do. I'm not saying I'm right.
I'm not a TV guy. Yeah, I don't watch a lot of television.
Raven season was damn good. Of course, Jets season was good because of Rex Ryan. This season, I enjoy.
I'd heard good things, and so I was thinking when Rex
came
along.
A nice bounce back season.
But it was Rex who kept me from what I said, no, I don't need that. And I know Rex. I've been around Rex. I don't
so
need
it. So entertaining,
anymore.
Though.
Yeah. After a while, it's not so entertaining anymore.
Yeah. But they're really, they've perfected their little formula. They know how to follow the storylines, and the production values are so high.
But here's what I don't like about it, which is that there isn't an NFL coach or team out there that wants to do it. It's so intrusive in what they're trying to accomplish, and yet the league has said, hey, the money's more important than you getting your team ready to compete.
Somebody's
got to
do it.
Yeah, but the Texans are acting like they do want it. That's what's making it good, like the Cowboys did.
Yes.
Jerry Jones loved the camera, and Dave Campo and those guys. Some teams just say, pay attention to us.
You know who I like, who I think is stealing scenes every time he's in them, and you wouldn't think about it. Mike Vrabel is awesome.
I'm learning football.
Right, that's a
he's also like a lot smaller.
Yes, he is.
Because they said that's Mike Vrabel. I said, no, it's not.
When he's talking about hand placement, mm-hmm. he's like, you know, choose
the Courtney
one.
Brown segment. Oh, there's all kind.
It was. It's great.
I promised myself one thing. I would have watched it if they had done Mark Trestman's Bears.
Oh God.
That I would have bought a ticket to.
You should be married to Brian Cushing.
Well, because that would have been a new new element of weird. I mean, that would have taken us places that we couldn't possibly ever imagine going.
What are you guys saying? Hold on, Trestman was your guy when he got hired because he was going to take offensive football of this city and make it a white collar kind of passing game and all those.
Yeah, low key and smart,
dumbass.
But then Dr. Death took over his body and made it all bad and icky.
Yeah, man.
And he wasn't interesting after a while. It became like, hey, dude, well, whatever the hell you're talking about, are you actually coaching the team?
No.
No.
Well, Brandon Marshall cut his balls off and left him in a jar on his desk. Yeah. The Brandon Marshall stuff from CBS Sports Radio, we need to play all of that. Yeah, that guy's out of his damn fool mind, and just
and he'll stay there.
And it's his own little world where
Brandon's going. Brandon,
that and the did you get to the Martellus stuff in Chicago Magazine?
Yeah,
and,
last segment. Yeah, Martellus talking about leadership and Jay Cutler and how some people feel about him. Martellus is a, I mean, it's not a stretch to say he's a different dude. I just line up, catch passes. I mean, hell, he's gonna be, you know, the number two, if not the number one option most of the weeks this season. Line up, catch passes, and you'll get your money a couple of years from now from somebody else probably.
I just like this stuff about how many players in the league are a-holes, because people say, that's my favorite player, and I'm thinking, boy, your favorite player is an a-hole.
Yeah, he said everybody else in the NFL is weird. He's the normal one.
Right.
I can dig it, man. I can dig it. There's a lot of football people who aren't interesting at all, and a lot
that's
of them get mics thrown in front of them. I can dig when a guy's got different thoughts about life and about football.
I think Bernsey just gave us a great idea for a new show, though.
What's that?
We should do just one show on B. Marsh's testicle collection. I mean,
he's got quite
got like a 20-gallon aquarium, you know, and he's got Cutler's balls in there now. He's got everybody's in
Pat Nolan.
Yeah, once he moves on, you know, they're all there.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Wow.
he didn't get a chance to have Geno Smith in there because you see that. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, they'll be in there.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh, they'll be in there. Geno Smith will be in there.
Time will come.
They'll be in there.
Yeah, that Jets thing, boy. That AFC East, you know.
That's your competition for the Bears quarterback of the future.
Who? Oh, the AFC East?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're thinking of
Jets for sure.
There's going to be like three or four probably in the first round. Yeah. Of course, we're already looking at 2016 stuff. Where
your brother Jared is one
Goff.
Of them.
Jared Goff, the one I actually like.
I'm worried about him, though. I think he might be a tall, skinny, you know, college creation as far as arm strength.
That's what Matt Miller said.
Oh, yeah?
Matt Miller thinks that you really got to look at this offense.
He's a huge fan.
It's weird. We think Cal, and we default to Jeff Tedford, mm-hmm. and we think about, Kyle Bowler, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and he's throwing the ball through the goalpost. Right, and Aaron Rodgers, that's the mm-hmm. whole Tedford pro school.
I think about him a lot when I think about quarterbacking. I think, boy, you got one of those over there, let me know. Give me a ring.
You got Cardale Jones, who will probably be somewhere around the first round.
Now, you said this Monday, and I looked at you then. The guy's played two games.
Doesn't matter.
it matters as far as first round. We'll see. I mean, he's an interesting talent. There's no question about that.
Some bad quarterbacks who've been taken in the first round. The physical traits alone.
He's a fascinating prize.
He's got Christian Hackenberg.
See, the Hackenberg Jones thing, I'm very interested in, because Hackenberg burst on the scene as one of the top quarterback prospects out of high school, had a good first year, and last year...
Anytime
I turned him on last year, that, and I know the team around him wasn't very
line.
But still... I mean, that guy last year was not the quarterback
he regressed,
saw the first
there's no
year.
Doubt.
Yeah, so I mean, no I like Connor Cook more than anybody, and I don't know what that's really saying. A lot of Carson Palmer comparisons. But, yeah, the Bears will probably be in line for one of those four or five
you
guys.
You think so? You think they'd be bad enough to be in line? Hub, you're the expert. You think they'll be bad enough to be in line for one of those four or five quarterbacks?
Who are the worst teams there?
You're already talking into the end of the first round for some of those guys.
Yeah, I don't think Cardale Jones will be a top half first round guy. I think he'll be a bottom
those
half.
Aren't all top picks.
Yeah, so but who will be the worst teams, though?
The worst teams will all need a quarterback if you look at who the worst teams are.
Who are not the worst Tampa? Five teams right now?
Well, how many teams are going to go back at it? I'm not sure. Well, first of all, Buffalo's going to be good in spite of their quarterback.
Their defense
problem is
terrific.
Yeah, the Jets are going to be down there.
They'll be down there.
The Bucks and the Titans are still going to suck, but they've already got their quarterback. So you're okay there.
I don't think Tennessee has theirs, but
you know, I mean,
Browns.
I don't know where the 49ers are going right now, and this is a make or break season for Kaepernick.
I had him on the list.
Your guy Jim Tomsula.
I had him on the list.
You had Jim Tomsula fired after four games.
I did.
Okay,
I did.
It would not be shocking. It would not surprise me.
Really,
he is. Possibly, I mean, he's in Trestman's league. You talk about weird stuff, okay?
I know.
I mean, he has that first press conference, and then he comes to the combine to make up for it. And his opening comment was, I promised Bob Byrne is his PR, I won't be as weird as I was last time.
And way to set the tone, Jim.
He's like Trestman except dumb.
I do that every day. I promise not to be weird.
And you fail by 145.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we got 49ers. We got Jets.
I think easier than trying to figure it out is to know that there's going to be four or five teams looking for quarterbacks.
Yes.
Where they're going to be picking, I really don't know. This is a deeper group, allegedly, than this year.
Right.
But it doesn't have the two guys at the top, like Mariota and Winston. At least no sure things yet. We'll see where they go, you know, over the next few weeks. Hackenberg reminds me of Zach Mettenberger. Another, you know, 6'5", 230, big arm, stand in the pocket all day long. But is he going to be a big-time winning NFL quarterback? You just don't know.
Right.
You fall in love with guys that first year, and then by that second year, you start to get a little clarity. This is a, I won't say it's a make or break year. Of course, he's going to be somebody, the face of somebody's franchise after next year. But man, the two different years, the first year and the second year, I get scared off by that kind of thing, especially in a conference that, you know, there's not a lot of standout quarterbacks, and there's not a lot of good defenses in the Big Ten either.
Yeah, but let's give it up for a 35-year-old Rex Grossman is back in the NFL.
Yeah, he is.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be good for Rex.
Yeah,
it's good for the family. Only bad if he plays.
Matt Ryan.
No, he was always a nice guy. Always
a
nice,
great guy. Rex is a great kid, and Matt Ryan has been healthy. Mm-hmm. He's gonna hold a clipboard for $1.3 million, whatever it is. Why is that bad? I mean, it was him or Michael Vick, and I'm going to take him over Michael Vick. At least if he's got to drop back and throw, he will. You don't know what Vick is going to do. So he reminds me of T-Zack. Mike's my favorite. T-Zack's my favorite of all time.
Because, yeah, Rex is more talented than that, though.
Oh, he definitely is, and he actually guided a team to a Super Bowl. Now, Mike Tomczak's one of the nicest guys I've ever met, but I tried to do the math on this once, and I believe in 18 years in the NFL that he probably grossed about $20 million. Yeah, 18 years.
18?
Yeah.
Really?
Is that right?
Yeah, 85 to 93, I believe.
He's Matt Hasselbeck.
Yeah. Wow. I would never have thought he played 18
years. I'm pretty sure it
was good for him.
Oh, he only played one.
$20
million, not a lot of hits to the head.
Pretty sure he was in the league 18 years. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And a long time in Pittsburgh where he finished up.
Yeah.
And you know.
And he was in the O's, 03?
No,
93.
93. No, 03, yes. 80, yeah.
Right, 80 Steelers,
85 to either 02 or 03.
Oh, yeah. It can't be.
No, I think so. Well, we can look it up. I just shut the
computer
down.
To the internet. Yeah. Mike Tomczak?
But you talk, I mean, what a great career.
You know, backup quarterbacks, whoever that can fool you. I mean, if you lose sight of him, you lose sight of him. I mean, Hasselbeck shouldn't be playing.
No.
I mean, he comes out, and they take him. He wanted to retire. Well, he should have. He is still retired.
Yeah,
he's god awful.
Well, Testaverde kept going forever.
Mm-hmm. You know, backup quarterback is like one of the best jobs in the world, as long as like Jim McMahon's not your starter. You know, I mean,
RG3.
Stay there and watch. Right. Yeah, you know, you're in good shape.
Yeah, he's still one of the most unique quarterbacks. And I remember producing for you guys. We tried to find a comp. Rex Grossman. You find a slow, big arm, short quarterback who's led a team to a Super Bowl. I don't think you're going to find it, right?
Slow, big arm, short. No, I think Sonny Jurgensen.
Right. We were trying.
The closest we got?
I remember we spent like 2 days trying. That was during the Orton versus Grossman years, where everyone had to pick a side and jump on that side, and everyone lost.
Where is Kyle these days?
He's not playing.
I know. What's he doing? Knowing him, he's doing something interesting. Traveling the world or something, or
being a mechanical
engineer.
Yeah,
he wanted to do something he wanted to retire and do. I guess there is. I mean, that's what he wanted to do. Didn't say what, though.
He wanted to eventually run for office, I thought. Didn't he have political aspirations?
Well, damn it, Bernstein, jump on the internet during your show and find out. Come on, get to it. These are the questions.
It's not my
that
show. I'm on
the
show, and I don't have an internet right now. You're at my machine.
All right, I'm going to move out the way.
We got to check the internet.
What do you guys have got?
16 years.
Okay.
85 to 2000. T-Zack's last year was the Lions in 2000.
Time.
16 years.
Yeah. All right, what do you guys got?
I don't know.
All right. 4 hours and 40.
We don't know.
Well, Hub's going to come back to answer questions.
All right, there it is. 4 hours and 40 minutes of I don't know with Boers and Bernstein.
Well, do we ever know?
I don't think you usually got your boulder in front of you.
Well, you know what I do have is this. We've got the video that the NFL operations department sent out to players for their points of emphasis, one of which has to do with fighting. They're tired of everybody fighting. They're tired of people fighting last year. They didn't like the fights in the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, their fighting rules make no sense.
All right. I'll be listening. Hub, right. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow morning.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening to 670 The Score.
There's more.